Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Oh, my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Good vibes and variety. You know, you love it. You love it. Yeah, we love it. Oh, I'm already singing it.
Another hit.
Yet again, Maroon 5 pulls it off. How do they do it? Every time. Yes, Vinny.
I have a question when you've said all the things. So just.
Oh, no, please. No rush. Best mom ever coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. So John.
Yes.
Has a desk at home somewhere, right?
He does, yeah.
Okay. And I'm wondering, if you were to choose the photo you want him to use of you on his desk, what age would you be?
Oh.
Like, for example, if he had a picture of you when you were six on his desk. Mm. There you are. You're a six-year-old.
Mm.
And that's John, and he's at his desk, and he's looking over, and there's his lovely bride, but she's only six in that photo. Would you be like, what are you doing? Or would you go, that's a guy who really loves me. Like, that's not weird.
I've literally never thought about it. He doesn't have any photos on his desk, nor do I.
We have
1,000 family photos on every wall in our house. Like our kids young, our kids older, us that are like, I have a wedding photo of us hanging out.
But you don't have you as a child for him to enjoy.
I do have me as a child. I have me, my brother, and my sister in a Sears portrait gallery of
thing that might be which was an annual trip for every family. Okay.
Not for every family, but for families our age.
Mm,
yes.
Right.
I should figure that out and put a photo of me on his desk so that I can watch him at all times. And it would definitely be me when I was super hot 22-year-old.
22.
Yeah. Remember why he, you know, initially was attracted.
Oh,
of course,
okay.
Now it's my mind and my
but
incredible
But is it weird if he had a picture of you when you were, say, 7 or 8?
No.
It's normal. That's your wife, right?
I think that's kind of, I'd be like, oh, I can see you in this, and I think it's cute. Why?
Do you have a baby picture? No, I was under the desk eating my own meal.
Go on.
I was in my fort, and I just, and this question occurred to me, and I thought, I feel like it'd be super weird if I had a picture of Christina when she's like 6 on my desk, wouldn't it? Like, that'd be how weird.
I know, it's the way your brain works. Like,
yeah. I feel like there are definitely people out there that I would be like, why do you have that, you creep?
Right.
But for like someone who's in a healthy relationship with his wife and they have some kids and he's got a cute picture of her as a 6-year-old, I would not immediately go to, oh, that dude's definitely a pedophile. I wouldn't jump to that.
I don't know that I'm saying that either, but I definitely feel like, If your
well, it's
wife
questionable.
Were,
if that's it's already kind of a skanky creep.
If you said to your wife,
yeah,
please provide me a photo that you like for my desk, I don't think you'd bring him one when you were in kindergarten. I just don't. I think you would bring the hot ass photo from when you were in your 20s.
Yeah,
rocking out.
I've really never,
you know, greater New England.
It's a fun question because it's one I've absolutely never considered before. Like, I just don't, I don't know that there's an age limit. I don't know that there's a particular
it's
look.
It's possible no one's ever considered this dumb question. My bad.
800-400-3697. Has anyone ever considered this question before?
I know you have trash to tell us.
Speaking of people who have little kids, best mom ever. Our Mother's Day contest, we do this every year. It's called Best Mom Ever, and it's back, you know, Mother's Day right around the corner. It's next weekend. And all this week, you go to RadioAlice.com, and you tell us why your mom should win this. Mominate her. Best mom ever. And you'll be entered for the chance to have the radio station named after your mom. Maybe your mom's name is Joy. Joy at 97.3. That'd be good. And then all day long, she'll tune in to Alice and it'll be her radio station. And you'll be entered for a chance to win an overnight stay at the Fairmont Sonoma, which is awesome, including complimentary brunch with champagne, free parking. You get it all with the best mom ever. So there's that. Can't believe it's Friday. I feel like we really haven't drilled down into Friday enough today.
I feel it.
That it is
It's been
Friday.
A long week. I feel it. Yeah, I'm very excited.
We did hear the one Rebecca Black verse that we enjoy the most. Yeah. I say let it roll. Let's hear it. I love when she explains about the days. It's my favorite part. You do have to sit through some other parts, but it is. Crank it up. Let's just listen. Enjoy. Good vibes. A weekend.
Woo!
Partying.
Woo!
Fun.
Birthday. Noted. Today, yeah, it's Friday. We so excited.
Tomorrow is Saturday.
Yes.
And Sunday comes after
It comes after words.
Rebecca Black.
So good. It's just fun. I would also like to hear from Maria Athens. Is that possible?
Of course,
just sort of wishing us the best.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Yeah.
I wonder how many young people that producer squeaked money out of that didn't somehow get airplay, and yet she's, because it's clear someone wrote that dumb thing for her, and she's just reading after words like.
And Sunday comes afterwards. Yeah, that's honestly.
Although he did get a hit with one of the many songs he milked probably families for, you know.
It's just that the reasons behind it being a hit are that it's awful.
Right.
So it's he did the best job at writing the worst song that had a word that we all wanted to hear in it, which is Friday.
Right.
Because it's Friday. You got to get down on Friday.
And we need the days explained to us.
Oh, my God. How would we know?
It's so confused. What comes after Saturday?
Yesterday was Thursday. Today it is Friday.
Wow, that's a lot. It's too much.
I just hate that song stuck in my head a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think it bothers me at all. It's been in my head for 20 years or however long it's been.
What did Billy's girlfriend do?
Billy's girlfriend?
Yeah, are you going to tell us about the sex store?
Oh, yeah. All right. According to a report by, I've just never heard him called Billy. I thought you were talking about your friend.
No.
Billiam.
No.
According to a report by the New York Post, Jordan Hudson, the 24-year-old girlfriend of former NFL coach Bill Belichick, has familial ties to an adult store in Provincetown, Massachusetts. So Provincetown is at the very tip of Cape Cod, and it is freaking awesome.
Provincetown.
It is gay Mecca. It is beautiful. It is a fairly short ferry ride directly from Boston, or you can drive 100,000 hours all the way out onto the Cape. It is amazing. It's like a quintessential New England beach town. I love Provincetown. My boys both love Provincetown, too. They took a ferry out there, and we're like, this is the best place ever. Everyone on the ferry was the nicest people. They're the nicest people you'd ever meet. If you are gay or thinking about it, you know, whatever your deal is, go to Province. Like, Provincetown is about the most welcoming place on earth. It is a beautiful rainbow kiss. It is beautiful. So they have an adult store in Provincetown, Massachusetts. This is Jordan Hudson's. Jordan Hudson is the 24-year-old who's dating Bill Belichick. And I guess it sounds like it's her parents. The article revealed, the New York Post said, her parent manages the establishment. They're not saying mother or father in this particular piece I'm looking at. Do you see it? Let's see. By the way, the establishment is known for its open-minded approach to sexuality. You'd have to be. You're in Provincetown. The connection has garnered attention due to the significant age difference between Hudson and Belichick. He's 72, or actually, I looked him up earlier. I think he's 73, and Hudson is 24. Mm-mm-mm. She is not involved in the store's operations, but it highlights the unconventional background of her family. I mean, there's nothing wrong with owning a sex store.
I'm seeing one that says her mom.
Oh, it's her mom?
Yeah.
Her mom.
Of course there's nothing wrong with that. That's no.
Yeah.
That's great.
It sounds like she knows her way around a sex store, though, and that's great news for Bill Belichick. I bet she's taught him all kinds of fun new stuff. I just pulled some beads.
Oh my gosh.
It was a necklace. I just almost dropped my necklace. That was crazy.
Mardi Gras.
It's Mardi Gras. So anyway, there's that. That will, if anything comes of that, other than me just being able to froth all over Provincetown, which is just wonderful. That is all. Next up is Lord. We're going to do like a little bit of a Lord deep dive here.
Okay.
Lord has an upcoming album and it's called Virgin. Lord has announced that her fourth studio album, it's set for release June 27th, so about 2 months. This is her first major release since 2021's Solar Power. And was that the one where she, there was a cover on one of the, I don't know if it was the front of
it's
the album.
It's her stepping over the camera.
And it's, yes. So that wasn't just on one single, that was the actual album
I think so.
Cover. The new album cover is great. I sent it to you if you want to put it up for Vinny to see. It is an x-ray of her, let's say, 3 inches below her pelvis to 3 inches above her pelvis. It's full x-ray. You see a belt buckle. You see a zipper. You see the studs and the button on her Levi's or whatever. And then you also see her IUD or whoever's area that is. I'm just assuming it's Lord's. There.
Yeah, that's the old one.
Yeah, I sent it to you. I put the exact link in the prep sheet.
Hold on. It was not on there, but here.
Oh, there it is right there on the bottom. There it is. Nope, down. Yep. Nope, you missed it. It's in the top row middle.
Very middle.
There it is. See all the different stuff?
And then the square is around the IUD?
The square is...
Oh, that's the belt buckle.
That's the belt buckle with the button for the jeans. And then down, see the little teeny T?
Yes, I do see
which
it.
Which is not right centered. It's off to the side. You can kind of see the ghost of the uterus and the fallopian tubes. And at least it seems that way to me. Or maybe I'm looking at sort of the ghost of the tailbone, like a little bit deeper in there. Hard to tell. But it's a full pelvic girdle. It's fantastic.
She's got a tail.
Yeah, she's got a little tail.
The IUD is a good form of protection.
Definitely is. Anyway.
It seemed really old-timey
for
a while there. Yeah. And then the new updated versions seem to work great.
Yep.
And now there's like, I think people keep them.
You don't, there's.
They're not.
You don't necessarily have to get it yanked out.
Like, yeah, this thing's keeping me from totally having, fine. You know.
When after I had my two kids, I got
people.
People who don't want babies
right.
in them. Yeah, right. I got that progesterone. I think your wife and I both have the same one.
Yes. And she's likes it. If she doesn't have to deal with her
period
monthly
anymore,
at all.
Yeah. No, right. That last time I had a period was back when I was still having kids. And then I got that and was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And no more babies, which was totally key.
Well, yeah.
To the whole thing.
Right.
But it's funny. It's just this tiny little tee. Can you take that picture and put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can see the cover of the new album? The album is called Virgin. And let's see here. Yeah, they're talking about the x-ray image of a pelvis. The lead single is called What Was That? Which you've heard on Alice. And here's a little chunk of that. That came out last week, April 24th.
MDMA in the back garden, blow our pupils up. We kiss for hours straight. what was that? I remember saying then, this is the best cigarette of my life.
Bob knows all the words already.
Bob's a Lorde fan. When I said we're going to do a deep dive on Lorde, her eyes went saucer wide.
She's got all the words.
I think she's reading them off a lyric sheet.
No, she's got all the words.
How do the young people do that? They remember all the words to everything.
Well, they remember a lot of things.
They have more brain cells.
So do you like stream Lorde on the regular? So when this was released, you went, oh my God, it's a new Lorde song. And
I've been waiting.
Oh, you have?
Oh, you're
that big of a fan.
Yeah, so I actually wasn't until Solar Power came out.
Oh.
And I, it was like summer 2021, and I stayed with my college roommate for a month in Pittsburgh. And we had a beautiful summer, and we just listened to that album on repeat every single day.
Made memories that attached to that. That's great.
And did you then go back? And
And her older stuff is like even better.
She is very her own. I appreciate that so much about her, that she just is.
Lorde
is very much her own person. She does not conform to, and even though like it is a song, it has a beat, it has a chorus and a verse, it is just her own thing. Even some of like the harmonies that she picks, and she's great. And she's not that good at dancing. She's not a great dancer, but she is enthusiastic in her terribleness at dancing and fun to watch. Cause you're kind of like, for real, huh? That's ongoing. So what was that? That came out April 24th. They're calling it a synth pop style reminiscent of her melodrama era. Would you agree? Oh, chef's kiss. So also, let's see. The accompanying music video is also out, and that includes footage from a surprise performance in New York City's Washington Square Park. There's 11 tracks. It's coming out. The album is called Virgin, and it is out June 27th of this year. So there's that. See if this was, I think this is just about, she was saying, this project was 100% written in blood, which sounds fairly dramatic. kind of. and then looking at the cover photo, and she was, you know, she's out, she's promoting, she's got this record coming out. So somebody, asked her about her body and body issues, and you know, all young famous people, I'm sure, struggle with that stuff. All people, period, struggle with body issues. And so, and she does seem to be a person who knows herself pretty well. Like, she is her own artist, but she said that I'd made my body very small because I thought that was what you did as a woman. This is me doing like a Kiwi accent, I guess.
Okay.
Is she Australian or New Zealand?
New Zealand, from what I know.
Differences in the accent. I'm just going to go for it.
Get it right. No, all right. Please.
I had my body made very small because I thought that was what you did as a woman and a woman on display. I thought, I'm small. This will communicate to people that I'm taking my position seriously.
What?
That's just what she said. What do you think?
Read
about
the first sentence again.
I had made my body very small. She starved herself down.
Oh, I see.
And she said that she felt ungrounded and weak. She was able to bounce back. She says, I now eat as much as I want and need now. I eat what I need. She had a French fry review Instagram for a while.
What?
Yeah. Like everywhere she would go and travel and tour, she would get a basket of French fries somewhere. And it was under not her name. Like people knew it was Lorde, but it was a French fry review site.
All right.
It was onion rings, actually.
Oh, it's onion rings. Okay. So if she wants onion rings, if you want onion rings and you're in a particular city, you can look at Lorde's. What's
amazing,
Bob. What's the handle?
Onion rings worldwide.
Mm. Does she have a ranking system?
I think, I don't know if she does this anymore.
I do like, that's too bad.
I
do like an onion ring.
A good one, yes. A bad one,
no.
I'm not even going to, after the first bite, I'm done.
Yeah, it's got, the onion is the most important part. It has to be a good onion.
Well, because the crunchy outer shell needs
that's
to
important,
also be
but
good.
But the onion's got to be good. I like if the onion is slimy when you pull, like,
oh, yeah, that's no good.
Yeah, and if they've diced the onion up a la Burger King and just put it into like it's round shaped and very.
I have never had an onion ring at Burger King because I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, those look like, Those all look like real onion rings. And I also, I prefer to have more than one ring in the, like, it, I think it holds up a little bit better if there's two rings. It can't be too big either.
Well, you really are an expert. You
know, well,
I'm nowhere near.
I just like what I like.
I'm not going pro on onion rings for sure.
Yeah. Oh, these are all Lord onion ring shots that we're looking at. She actually didn't post too many. She got sick of it. Yeah.
The last one she did, we talked about, I think it was the Funyuns. Oh,
I think that's the problem with the onion ring as well, is you can mow fries all the time, every day, nonstop.
That is true. There
you an onion ring, you really will start to go, I am tired of this.
Got any fries?
And can't.
Mm. Yeah. Especially
if you get a bad one.
Yeah, if they're no good, you're just like, why would I waste my, why would I waste calories on that?
Right.
Yeah. It has, so onion rings worldwide, allegedly it's Lord and it has 112,000 followers. And she, the last post she made was 186 weeks ago. Why do they measure it by weeks on Instagram? Why can't they not know how to make
it? Because your posts are your babies.
Oh, and that's so we measure by weeks. 186 weeks ago, she posted about Funyuns.
I just made that up.
That was good.
Very well done.
Sure.
I've been working with my daughters about it. You need to like be creative and come up with an answer to things. And they're, that's it. Mm. Very well done.
Yep. There it is. If you don't have anything, make something up. Radio. What's coming up in the news?
Things that improved people's quality of life so much after these.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Get our full show podcast. We have a bunch of cool contests going on right now at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Saturday Morning Special. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week.
I love this show. It's so fun.
It sounds like you do.
Oh.
Ay, ay, ay. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
Alicia.
Yeah. Okay, where to begin? Oh, I guess I'll begin with morning clouds, sun breaking through later, and highs in the 60s and 70s today, depending on where you're at. 60s, San Francisco, 70s, you know where you are, Napa. Walnut Creek. Warriors are up 3-2 in the series and have game 6 tonight here at home.
Let's go.
At
Let's
6 go. p.m.
Warriors.
Go Warriors. Let's go. I will be there for that one.
Put it to bed.
Things that improve people's quality of life so much that they are bummed they didn't do it sooner.
Get a phone. Get an iPhone. Yeah. Improve your life.
Someone asked the internet, what improved your quality of life so much you wish you did it sooner? And here are the most popular responses. Giving your eyes a break. If you spend a lot of your time looking at screens, rest your eyes every 30 minutes and focus on something 20 feet away. It helps with eye strain, which can cause headaches, tiredness, and even depression.
Literally the opposite of what I said. I'm like, get a phone.
You've been going back and forth between your glasses and your contacts.
Yes.
So I don't know what, but I try to
give my eyes a break and I try to give my nose a break.
The glasses, though, you told me did, or I believe we agreed that they have that blue light blocker.
Yeah, I do think they do.
I think I'm going to get that for when we're here because I there's nowhere do I spend more time staring at a screen than these hours we're here.
You can get a non-prescription blue blocker.
That's what I got to get. Plus hours a day.
I want to say even
big screen.
Even my contacts have some kind of a protection thing in there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
My contacts have UV protection.
Yeah, I don't
because
know
because I use them only on the ocean.
So, does that help with like sun reflecting off the water, or it's just the brightness of the day around you? Or
well, no, the point of being on the water, there is no brighter or more dangerous place for your eyes than when the sun is reflecting off the water and up into up your in, eyes. Right. So often you'll wear, I can't think of the, what is that? Polarized lens is actually made with protection across the lens. So it blocks the reflection up into your eye. But you don't really, you can't really get that if you're in the ocean surfing because you're not wearing
glasses.
Right. So it's got some UV protection. Whatever it is better than none.
Yeah.
Anyway, give your eyes a break. If you spend a lot of time looking at screens, rest your eyes every 30 minutes and focus on something 20 feet away.
And what is the title of this again?
Things that improve people's quality of life so much they wish they'd done it sooner.
Okay.
Understanding that working with someone smarter than you is a privilege and an opportunity to learn and hone your own skills, not a threat. I agree with that in every possible way. Like going surfing with someone who's better than you, playing guitar with someone that's better than you.
Yeah. Opportunity to learn.
All the things, yes. Anytime you can be with someone who will help you sort of chase them and can even possibly through watching or maybe even just telling you, well,
people can get really threatened by that. You know, I don't know that every girl feels this way, but there are definitely times when as a woman, I've seen it happen and I've done it myself. You'll dumb it down because a dude gets bummed out by it. And so, and I've often thought that with like pay inequality and just inequality in the workplace in general, a lot of times chicks will back it off because they don't need the extra pressure. They don't want to seem like a threat. They just want to do their job.
Buying blackout curtains.
Oh my God.
Life-changing.
The best. The absolute best. And you can buy that fabric by the yard and tack it up. And then you don't even have to have a curtain. You just cover that window up and make a crypt out of your room. So great.
How very college-aged of you.
Listen, I got to get my sleep. I want it to be pitch black. And another thing that's really difficult is every single charger and all the things you have in your, everything has a little light on it. And electrical tape, a roll of electrical tape, it's absolutely opaque. I put it, the only place that it doesn't work in my room is on my, the fire alarm or whatever, the smoke alarm. There's the light set up behind the grill. So I put a lot, I don't want to completely cover the thing because it's, then the smoke can't get into it.
What happened to Sarah?
Well, she died in her room because she blocked off the light from her smoke machine. I want to open it up and just crack the little light off it. Like, I don't want that, but then I won't know if it's not working.
Wow, that little tiny light will bother you.
Oh, my God. Well, in a completely blacked out room, that one light is the thing I see. But it's mostly covered, but it's just this little green glow all the way across the room.
You know, your results are astounding. So you get more sleep than anybody I know. And that's...
I give myself the opportunity to get 8 hours every night.
I definitely have lights coming under the door from the kids being out there in the other room. Oh. I have a bathroom without a curtain on it. So the bathroom, the sun is still coming through into the bathroom. Like... You'd die.
I would.
You'd just die.
I wouldn't be able to sleep.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, and I can't. So it's clearly it's working out for me.
Right.
Moving out of your hometown.
Yes.
Let me go back to the beginning. Things that improve people's quality of life so much that they wish they'd done it sooner. Moving out of your hometown. Quitting a toxic job. Learning that it's okay to say, I don't know, instead of pretending you know what someone is talking about.
Right.
People are excited to share what they know, so it's a simple thing that can lead to a lot of professional and social growth.
Well, that's getting back to the other thing with like not being bummed out about working with someone who's smarter than you or knows more than you about a certain topic. It's something that you can learn from is a great thing. Ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Do you know? Tell me.
Walking every day. Better sleep, better mood, more energy.
It does feel like the right thing to do.
Deleting social media, or at least moving it off your phone to a secondary device so it's something you can escape. And, you know, that's one of the problems is you will sort of go to it as a knee jerk.
You pick because up you your, open your phone and
you
there
pick up
it
your
is.
Phone and you go, well, I got to make the rounds. Let me go to my Instagram. And then you realize I just sat here for 10 minutes looking at Instagram and I didn't see anyone I know.
Right.
For the whole time.
It's not that it's all bad. It definitely isn't. But man, I love not paying attention to it. I love it. I feel so free. But you made a great point this morning about like the kid who's in the band he's like, oh, I'm not interested in that. And his dad's saying, you should get interested in it.
Yeah, you can't be too cool for this.
This is what we're doing now.
You're trying to build an audience, man. Right? Yeah. And I like it in that there are things I see, but it goes back to that habit. Once I've seen what I need to see,
I should put it down.
And it's just a real habitual thing, I think, that a lot of us fall for.
Well, I get enough. I mean, in the course of preparing for this show, I have an account. I see it. Occasionally I put stuff on there, but during the pandemic, I just went overboard. I had like 3 different Instagrams for my sewing and my gardening and my regular. I have like a private family one. There was just no need for that. Oh, and I was doing Johnny Mosley's podcast one for him too. Like, it was too much. So,
it's
always
overdone, and then you got to quit.
Like, I am done with that. Get away from me. It's all over me.
It really is who you are.
Yes.
It really is.
It is.
All the way
things for myself.
To the tippy top maxed out. I have 2 phones to play Pokemon. Yeah. Now I have to quit playing Pokemon.
Right. John says he has a little song for me, and it's called You Make It Not Fun, You Make It Not Fun, You Get Too Excited and You Make It Not Fun. So there it is.
Good. It's a great song. It really is.
I mean,
good job.
That's a song at my house. But as soon as I start getting excited about something, he's like,
oh, no.
You make it not fun. You get too excited and you're making not fun.
I'm going pro, John. Knock it off.
You're making not fun. And then I go, I got a temper. I got a new hit song in my hands. Making not fun. You're making not fun.
Things that improve people's quality of life so much they'd wish they'd done it sooner. This is pretty good for parents out there. When my kid comes home from school, I put my phone in a drawer and don't touch it again until he is asleep in bed. We talk about kids wanting screens. Part of the reason they want the screen is they watch their mom and dad be on the screen the whole time.
Not paying attention to them.
Right.
Like, oh, well, what are you looking at? That's so great. Because I'm right here and I'm super great.
That's what we do, right? You're always on your screen. Why shouldn't I be on my screen?
Can I have your phone?
Right.
Yeah. If you can force yourself off of it, it gets easier and easier. The less you, I put my phone in a cradle, charging at my house when I get home, and I walk away from it. That is not to say that I don't go get on a computer, but I'm not scrolling through Instagram on it, and I'm not, I try to pay it no mind.
Giving up on folding your underwear.
Oh, yeah, don't do that. No bother with that. Who's doing that?
I do.
You fold your underwear?
Yeah.
Why? For what reason? You worried that they're going to get wrinkled?
I don't know.
Like, those are in a pile. You know what, though? Actually, John does fold his underwear. Now I think about it. Because I think if they're a big enough piece, like mine, I'm like, they're just a little scrap. You just put them in a pile.
Well, it's you
like,
are known for your thong underwear.
Oh, yeah. You know me and my thongs. Yeah, they're just, they're small. They go. But John's are like big. He uses boxer briefs.
Yeah, that's what I wear.
That's what I do.
Yeah, they go kind of down the leg a
little bit.
You can
fold them in half.
Yeah, he folds them in half and just stacks them. I'm like, all right, I'll do it for you.
Someone said, playing Pokemon Go. Got me out of the house walking around, giving me a community of people to talk to and share experiences with, gave me tasks and goals for my future. You got to catch them all.
I actually had a great time playing it. I will probably go back to it. I played it for 2 years, 2016 to 2018, picked it back up in 2022, just dumped it a little while ago. I really miss the people I play it with.
Well, then play it. Just try to, manage your
I know.
Your,
I feel like now I've missed a lot of stuff, though.
Your monster lust or whatever you catch. What are you catching? Are they monsters? Just Pokemon. Your pokey lust.
Pocket monsters.
Yeah. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say. Haven, breast reduction.
Oh.
415 says, it's the thing that most improved life that women wished we'd done sooner. So true for every woman I know who had it done for whatever reason. Have a great weekend. SF Babs on Odyssey.
Hey, SF Babs. I know someone who got a breast reduction and she's really, it's, she's like, my clothes fit better. I just don't feel so self-conscious about my giant gazungas, you know.
She calls them gazungas.
I actually made up that
okay. word.
You knew what I was talking about though, right? Did I make that up or is
no,
that?
No, the gazungas is, a, is used. I just wouldn't expect her to have referred to herself as having gazongas. You know.
Yes. She didn't. I did. I did it. She had big ones, though.
During COVID, I got my kids blue light blocker glasses. They were on Chromebooks and Google Meet classes all day.
Ah.
Yeah, I got to do that.
Might as well. You could leave them right here, too.
Yep.
Hang them on your computer.
707. I got a divorce and my quality of life significantly improved. Oh. Yeah, nothing can drag you down like a bad relationship. Oh, like just, a good relationship, all good. Bad one?
All consuming and horrible.
You're so much better off alone. Yeah. Like,
let it go.
You're dragging me down, dude.
Yeah.
Or lady.
Whoever.
Whatever.
Man, do I ever, is there ever a friendly look coming my way? Hi. Yeah.
Are we going to have a game? Yes. Or should I don't know.
We
I don't
got a
hear
special
the,
day.
Oh, boy. All
like
right.
Derby.
Horses. Yay. Oh, buying a hot tub. John in Mill Valley.
Yeah. You know what? I will say, though, even though it's super annoying, I do love the hot tub we're in every day.
All right, here's the game. I'm going to tell you a name, and this is either a real horse that has raced, or it is a made-up horse name.
Okay.
Jeez, these are real race horse.
These are real horses that have raced.
Like, what are the parameters of racing? I mean, there's so many races.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I don't know. Are we just talking about the Kentucky Derby?
No.
It's a guessing game. It's, okay. You're not
all right,
gonna
just right,
know.
Fine. I don't know.
Official
race horses. Just trying to get the parameters
official
set.
Official race horses.
Okay. Official known race horses.
Happy Friday.
I think that's a valid question.
No, you don't.
Yes, number, I do.
Number one, Horsey McHorseface.
That's
is that real.
Real
or not?
Totally real.
Fake.
It's a real one. An Australian racehorse was named by a public vote.
You know why I knew that had to be real? Because of Bodie McBoatface.
That's exactly what it was inspired by.
That John Oliver was trying to name the some boat.
All right, the next one is called Butter My Biscuit. Real
oh, that's
fake?
Real.
I say no.
Fake.
It is fake.
All right.
Obscene, Vinny. What?
Butter on a biscuit?
That is obscene.
Butter
it's
my
delicious.
Biscuit.
Delicious.
Butter my biscuits. Would you like me to assign someone to butter your biscuit?
Oui. All right. Close. Next name is Arr.
Like a pirate?
Yes.
Arr?
I like
Arr.
It. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
No.
Yes is correct.
All right. It's two Bob, two Sarah, one Vinny.
Sofa King Fast. Sofa King Fast. Real or fake?
That
has to be fake.
Is a long time running joke. There's no way someone did it. I will say that is no.
I said no.
I'll say no.
You're all right. That is no.
Mm-hmm.
What's the joke?
Sofa King. Just repeat it in your mind a little bit. Sofa King.
Okay, that's enough of that. That's enough of that. All right. Odor with an O. Odor in the court. Odor in the court.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
That is fake. Oh, excuse me.
Oh, well.
The next one is called Panty Raid.
Yes.
No.
No.
It's real.
Oh, boy.
The next one is...
I just pulled into the lead. Head by a neck.
Hoof-hearted. Hoof-hearted.
Hoof-hearted.
I'll say yes.
Nah.
Yes.
It is yes.
Oh.
And the last one, Snoop Dogg Pony. Snoop Dogg Pony.
Yeah.
Yep.
No.
Sarah is correct.
Yay!
It is
a no. My score of 6-3-3. Sarah's on the show, damn it.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Sarah Cuda. Goodbye. You guys, listen, the flyaway to go and see Bruno Mars. It's on. We get chances all day. It's the Alice Escape. It's a big deal. Jane has 4 chances for you in her show. Hope you have a great weekend. Go Warriors. And we'll see you back here on Monday.
Thank you.
blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.